flew by till they moved on the shore, leaving his caravan behind. It was parked out on the southeast ridge, and as the company crossed the bridge, with the first rain filling the bone-dry riverbed, it shone just so upon the edge. Away, away, we're sad to say. Dog Boy, Atlas, Mandrake, the geeks, the hired hands, there was not one among them that did not cast an eye behind in the hope that the carny would return to his own. That were given the task of digging the ditch and laying the nag's carcass in the ground, while Bus Bellini waved his smoking pistol round, saying,
"The nag was dead meat. We can't afford to carry dead weight."
While the whole company standing about, not making a sound, and turning to the dwarves perched on the enclosure gate, the bus says,
"There's this lump of crow bait."
Moses says to Noah,
"Should've dug a deeper one."
Their grizzled faces like dying moons, still dirty from the digging done. And Charlie, the eldest of the three, said, "I guess the carny ain't gonna show." And they were silent for a spell, wishing they'd done a better job of burying sorrow. And the company passed from the valley into higher ground. Beat on the ridge and on the meadow and on the mound until nothing was left, nothing left at all, except the body of sorrow that rose in time to float upon the surface of the eaten soil. one, then the others flapping blackly down. And the Carney's van still sat upon the edge, tilting slowly as the firm ground turned to sludge. And the rain had hammered down, the rain had hammered down, and the rain had hammered down, and the rain had hammered down. No one saw the Carney go. I say it's funny how things